Thank you. I'm happy to be here tonight.
Say you're always happy.
Yes, that's right. Since I found Jesus, I've always been happy.
Are you happy?
He makes us happy.
And if I should try to use one speck of my own fault, it would be wrong. I must depend fully upon the Holy Spirit, on the angel of God. Therefore, I only speak as He speaks. And He can only speak as you please. Now, I do not expect everybody to believe. Many people are very jealous of God. They're jealous of the church. They believe their church. Fine. They believe God there. But if there is a supernatural being operating in a human being today, that's beyond anything they can say. But that's where the truth is. Now that is the truth. They thought of God as a supreme judge. That's where the truth is. People have their own beliefs brought out to see what they think that they're going to be and where they're going to be. They'll become just as afraid of that. They won't believe it. And that's the reason they had their way. They thought the way Jesus was coming first. They were all mapped out. He was going to come in here with the Roman Empire and scatter everything and start all the world states. But he didn't come that way. And what we have got to mapped out in order to deceive the mind of the truth, to reduce the gate such as the murder. Now, why am I here to sit? Why have you go up here this night? Why do you go to do all these guests tonight? And over to California, down to Australia, back to Cleveland, north of South Africa, into Jerusalem. Some little leaders from Jerusalem are telling you to dig the door. Just a number. But out of millions of questions, those are Jewish people. I was working for 2,500 years. You're having to do the paper. They need to return back. They read these Bibles and they hear them. Well, if this Jesus is the sign, we look at the Word, it looks all right. But let us see Him do a sign. See that coming upon you. Jesus is going to accept you three times more believe. They're going to see Jesus on the Bible. Do a sign for them.
Days when he stood by the bear and he knew their thoughts. But
sickness and a man to heal. What about physical health rules of the day? Give a reasonable reason in the Bible. We have the wine, the spirit of sweet, and spit on bread. Open to the end, and the words he was saying over his lips was flying in his mouth. Spit on bread. He kept spit on bread, and then for his spit on bread, raised from his spit on the ground. Picked it up in his hands with love, and made a cake and put it on the man's eyes, for the little brain through the wind. What the hell do you say about that today? But Jesus is dead, and the man will wake up and go and do it. And he came back to see me inside me. Why? How is all that dead? Not because of the murder, but because he believed what Jesus was telling us the truth. That's right. Now that's what you've got to believe in. Believe in the Lord. Believe in the gospel. Believe in the gospel. I've seen the scripture speaking to you.
Thank you.
Ghost. If I could be by your hand, just this is the meaning, please. And the Holy Spirit will be in the free state of flame and joy. Across the sea, I will ride out and get my sick. I will never wait for you today. Come in this earth, get your grace to stick. I'm pleased. You think all we need is this burden for that person. God bless you all. Thank you. Send me your humble prayer to all of us.
Thank you.
Did you notice this, brother and sister? In the Bible, in 1 Corinthians 12, where the gifts are made known, when it comes to the healing, it's in the plural, gifts of healing, prophecy, one. But when it comes to healing, it's gifts of healing. Many different ways God does. And He's always, since the beginning, far as we know, has had a way for healing, divine healing, for His church. Hasn't that right? In the journey, the Lord, from the back in the days of Abraham, how He healed Sarah, being barren. He's been the miraculous working God all down through the ages. And if He has been down through the ages, and then coming here to the closing of all ages, should He be living himself and weaken His power and say there's no more to it? God forbid, He's more mightier now and promised to be than He ever was through the ages. Back in those days, while there wasn't as many people, the gifts wasn't needed as much as they are now. Just think, friends, that in the ministry that I have had for the Lord alone, I've seen many, many, many times more miracle performance than written in the Bible. That Jesus Christ has done in these 3 years in one unit, one group of His ministry. One group. He's done more miracles than been written in this Bible. Everything that could be written in the Bible except leprosy that I know of has been healed. Even to 3 specific cases of people who are pronounced dead are living tonight, healthy and strong. Who did that? Jesus Christ. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He's here tonight. And He, Jesus, was the rock that was in the world that followed the children of Israel. And the rod that Moses had in his hand, it was not the rod of Moses, it was the rod of God. God's judgment rod. Moses held it out over Egypt, the flies came up. He held it out, the fleas came up. Wherever he dumped this rod, it was the judgment rod. It brought judgment upon the disobedient people. And the rock was Christ, the substitute for sin and sickness. And Moses took the judgment rod and smote the rock to bring forth water. Therefore, it was the judgment rod of God that smote Jesus and killed Him, the innocent one, and brought from Him flow the Holy Spirit to a perishing people now that we have life. No more do we smite the rock, but we speak to the rock. And what? The nouns and pronouns. He said, speak to the rock, and it shall bring forth His personal pronoun, His water. Speak to the rock, and it shall bring forth His water. Maybe some of those poor Israelites that left garlic and onion to eat angels' food and were complaining about it. They left the muddy water in Egypt to drink from the fountain of life and were complaining about it. They had left the boasted positions of Egypt to be with the great position and was complaining about it. They left a bunch of people that these the days of marriage were passed to
bunch of people believe that all things were possible and still complaining about it. Didn't that defy the church today? Come out of Egypt. Come out of the world. Out here in this glorious church of the living God, the firstborn. And Paul, he had a little trial. God asked us to believe in the Lord, we still complain about it. Now notice, another thing they had done. They left the people back then that had no sign to live under a pillar of fire and a cloud and was complaining about it. No wonder the rod of the fire was cut off. That's what's the matter of the church today. There's too much grumbling about things. Complaining. Be satisfied and keep moving on, pressing on. And when the water supply got cut off, God asked them to go speak to the rock that it would bring forth its water. Now tonight, the only thing you have to do is speak to the rock, and it will bring forth his water. And if you're on speaking terms with him tonight, how many don't speak in terms with the rock tonight? Let's see your hands. Fine. Now I want you to speak to him about your condition, about your body, and he'll bring forth those healing waters of life flowing through you freely that you can be healed tonight. Do you believe that? God bless you. And may you bless you to others. Now, where is the sick people? Are these from this aisle and this aisle and out here? Is that right? Well, notice, how many of you here sick tonight who can be prayed for to get your hands in time before the start of this? I guess it's over here. This is the audience. Now, look, friends, you're the one who's sick and wants to be healed. Now, you get right down to business. Get right down to start praying right now. This is the Lord. In my heart, I want to be healed. And you give me my life.
Every Thank you.
receive all their numbers, or if they are called in, then you just stay here. And if they're not out, I'm right now before they go. Very lovely. Can't get up.
Diagnosing her case, talking to her still in a soft tone.
Thank you.
satisfied. All right. I'm going to ask our Lord Jesus upon that confession to heal me and to make me well, and then to direct me in my trial. Not let me use my mind, but the Spirit to use my mind to tell me now what for the future. You believe me? Our first Our Heavenly Father, you're here to make known all things, and there's nothing but what you do know. We're all know that, Lord, that you're God. There's no secrets nowhere. And now this woman standing here, perfect stranger, never seen her in my life, but feeling the Holy Spirit near, near walk up here, whether mysterious or hurt, to see what was happening. And then to be able to look down through her past life and tell her the very thing in her life back there. Tell her her trouble and what's wrong. Oh, right. That's what makes us feel happy. You're here manifesting yourself. And now, Father, she's made this confession to thy person, knowing that she was not faithful to thee, but to you, believing that she was here. And I'm asking you with all my heart to heal her tonight. May this trouble of bleeding or irritation be perfectly normal and well. Your testimony is great for interest in being even with the dreams of the Lord. Let the people be. Or we ask this to be. Our Jesus has found more. May the Lord be.
Yeah.
come to thee in the name of thy Son Jesus, asking that you'll bless these who we bless and this poor woman here. Walk up here sincere. She come and waited justly, honorably, receive the prayer for her son, her Lord, the Father, and her King. Let her come that she might be seen. And by lot tonight, as they cast the rock, the Jews and the disciples both, the casting the rock tonight, the fellow that the woman must be brought to the back. Now standing here, your spirit has returned on the diseases and troubles of her body. Now I ask thee, as her humble servant, to make the home close, as all the people are looking on, many in great admiration of the Spirit of God that's in our midst tonight, knowing now they can go away and speak with you. And say, oh, I know that each year I was right with him with the bread that came down and he performed miracles. They'll not be ashamed to stand up for that which they heard preached, and that which is right. And now, Father, help our sister and liberator to be bondage of her Christian. Give thy servant faith to the challenge. Now, hear the gospel from me. I assure thee, thy Jesus, Son of God, is not. For her faith is not healed. Go to heaven.
Bring in her ear. Then she nods that she can hear what he says.
All of her sisters have blessed you, my sister, even longer than we join in the thanks of God. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. That might not mean much to you, but what if you had a tumor, and remember tumors that come to you for love, practically, or everyone you
Be record, please. Everybody.
God bless you, sister.
Amen.
Now, I know that spirit was going over the woman here, that anemia.
Yes,
I didn't want to accept on that moment, of course, you was anemia in the first place. Is that right?
All right. Jesus Christ gives you a transfusion tonight.
You can go down and be well.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I just give him his presence here. Let's say praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
He wants to be praised. Would you obey me as God's servant, sister? You will. Go off the platform rejoicing. Be healed of that arthritis.
She's dancing. She's rejoicing, healed of arthritis. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
He'll do it if you just believe he wants. Now, really, truthfully, friend, the Holy Spirit, the angel of the Lord, is just coming down and anointing wonders. I see it moving in everywhere. That's the way. This lady here, arthritis, what about you, Arthur? You said he couldn't feel it first. Arthritis. I thought the other one over there was arthritis. Thank you.
Father, just by the word to believe this right. And you, when you give praise, now you see something that happened here. Something magical. All right? I want you to wash my feet. Believe with all your heart. You make a complete surrender of your life. Believe for him to let this forever, and as you know how to make what you can. All right. There it is. Without me, there it is there. You will not end yourself. Now something has happened, hasn't it? Where the same man, look, there's not a sign of it. Now here's the way to do that. Just wait so they can hear it. See, not a sign the same man has ever even moved it there. You're real.
Blessing him wonderfully.